Is that still the case?
Yeah, yep, that's still the case. And you know, I think that's kind of similar to what's been happening for the past couple of years. A lot of the linebackers in our room can play most of the spots.
How much, you know, talked to you last year, the idea of worrying about special teams and making sure that, you know what, if the defensive reps are not going to come, I've got to really put everything I have into the special teams reps. I mean, do you feel like that is noticed by the coaches, maybe even more so than what you're doing as a linebacker on, you know, third and fourth team in games?
Well, I think that both things are looked at. You know, they look at the total sum of your work and evaluate you in that. And you know, they also look towards, okay, the season, what are we going to need? What spots are we going to need? What body types are we going to need on special teams and defense or offense or whatever it is? And so all that comes into play when they make their decisions. And, you know, being a GM and being up there in that room, you got to make tough choices. And that's the business of it.
Do you look at it differently now because you understand that? Is it hard to appreciate that when you're a younger player?
No, yeah, it is. And I do. I understand it now too. And you know, being in, you know, really kind of involved in the NFL and the NFL Players Association, and being around a bunch of different guys and doing the different opportunities that player engagement has, you know, you kind of see this wide spectrum of players and preparing for their next career. And you know, I've always been preparing for my next career, even since I, you know, went to college, because you know, we never know when that's going to come. We want to play the best we can right now to try to propel this career as long as we can, and then you make that transition when necessary.
And talking about specials, though, Mark, this is one of the teams that does really put a much heavier emphasis on specials as opposed to some of the other teams in the league. Mm-hmm. That's got to make you feel good about your situation.
Yeah, and I, you know, I don't know other teams. You know, I know the Giants, but they and we and Coach Coughlin, you know, special teams are big. And you know, Coach Coughlin says he's the 12th man on the punt team every single week. That's how much he cares about it. And we stand up in our meetings on Saturday, first punt, stand up. Coach Coughlin stands up. You know, that's kind of the feeling here. And you know, whoever's out there has this expectation for the position, not necessarily for the person. And so, you know, we want to be a better special teams outfit than we were last year, and hopefully I can help do that.
Coach Quinn, I remember saying last year the idea that, you know, his job every year is whoever's on the 53, then he kind of creates his special teams units from that.
Right.
Do you feel like what you've been able to do, you've made yourself a part of those units even before, you know, you're kind of forcing their hand on the 53, if that makes any sense?
Yeah, I mean, you want to try to force their hand on the 53. You know, you want to – they won't take a guy who can't play defense at all, you know, and have a just special teams guy. But you want to be able to show them, okay, you know, I can play defense if that opportunity arises, but, you know, I can really excel on special teams as well. So, you know, you want to be able to do both.